请我们还是看《箴言》29:18上一半。
Let's turn to Proverbs 29 and the first half of verse 18.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
请我们再看《希伯来书》第十一章。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们从17节念到19节。
And we'll begin reading from verse 17 to verse 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信，被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son.
论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的，就要称为你的后裔。
Of whom it was said, In Isaac your seed shall be called.
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得着他的儿子。
Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，当我们来到你面前的时候，
Lord, as we come into your very presence,
我们心里满了感谢。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
主，你爱我们到这样的地步。
You love us to such extent.
你为我们流血舍身。
You give your life to us, you shed your blood for us.
我们永远不能忘记你的爱。
We can never forget such love.
愿你的爱一直在我们里面激励我们。
And we pray that your love will continue to constrain us.
叫我们的心永远向着你。
That our hearts are always turned toward you.
不论我们的环境如何。
No matter how our surroundings may be,
叫我们的心向着你。
Our hearts will turn toward you.
我们感谢赞美你，在这些日子你看顾了我们。
We thank you in these days, you are mindful of us.
主，当我们在最后一次聚集在一起的时候，
As we meet in your presence this very last time,
我们举起我们的心来仰望你。
We turn our hearts and we look up to you.
愿你的荣耀充满在这里。
We long for your glory to fill this meeting place.
愿你的荣耀把一切都驱散。
We pray that your glory will remove all that is not of you.
愿你的荣耀完全得着我们。
And in your glory, you gain ours totally for yourself.
叫你在我们身上能得着荣耀。
That you may glorify in our bodies.
因为万有都是出于你。
Because all is from you.
经过你。
All through you.
也都归给你。
And all must be unto you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们这一次能蒙恩聚集在一起。
We thank God that this conference we can gather by His grace.
我们的题目是意象、敬拜和侍奉。
The theme of this conference is vision, worship, and service.
我们用亚伯拉罕做我们交通的背景。
We use Abraham as the theme, as a figure for our fellowship.
因为意象不是抽象的东西。
Because vision is not something abstract.
严格地说来，没有什么比意象更实际。
Strictly speaking, there's nothing more real than vision.
虽然意象是属天的
，Even though vision is heavenly，
但是它却在地上实行出来。
But can be operated and carried out right here on this earth。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要看见说，在我们属灵的生活的里面
，So we must notice in our spiritual life，
几乎可以说。意象是必须的。
We can put it this way, vision is absolutely necessary.
如果没有意象的话
，If there's no vision,
我们就没有属灵生活的开始。
There's no possible way for us to have any spiritual life.
如果不是意象的话
，Unless there's vision,
我们没有办法。能继续往前走
，and there's no way we can continually moving forward.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters，
我们必须要有意象
，we must have vision.
意象实在是非常简单的
，in a way, vision is quite simple.
虽然它包含非常的多
It includes many aspects.
可以说它是包罗万有的。
We can say it includes everything.
但是实在是非常的简单。
But also it is very simple.
意象，简单的说来，就是神的显现。
And simply speaking, vision is when God reveals Himself.
当神把他自己启示显现。给我们的时候
When God reveals Himself, He appears Himself to us.
我们就看见了意象
Then we see that vision.
意象就是神自己
Vision is God Himself.
意象就是神的荣耀
Vision is God's glory.
意象就是神把他的心向我们打开
Vision is God when God opened His heart to us.
意象是神把他的旨意向我们启示
Vision is when God revealed His will to us.
意象告诉我们说神要在我们身上做什么事
Vision tells us what God intends to do with us.
意象是给我们看见什么是神所能满意的
Vision tells us what indeed can really satisfy God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在我们一生的道路上
In our whole life,
是意象在那里带领我们
It is vision that is leading us.
只等到意象变成我们的天职
Until vision turns into our true vocation.
而我们的生活就活在意象的里面。
In that way, then our living will be living in the good of that vision.
只等到这个意象就在我们身上变成我们的见证。
And that vision will become a testimony in our life.
意象是叫我们离开一切不是属于神的东西。
Vision separates us from all that is not of God.
意象是把我们完完全全带到神自己里面去。
And vision leads us all the way to who God is.
意象叫我们脱离这个地。
Vision delivers from all that is earthly.
叫我们进入天。
So that we may enter into the heavenly.
叫我们脱离一切属世、属人、属肉体的东西。
It delivers from what's earthly, what is of the flesh, what is of this world.
叫我们完全变成神的儿子的模样，磨成在我们里面。
And vision will change us into the likeness of God's beloved Son.
所以我们看见在亚伯拉罕一生的里面。
So we see in the whole life of Abraham.
怎样神向他显现，就开始了他信心的生活。
When God first revealed to him that very moment, he began his life of faith.
在神没有显现的时候
，Before God reveals Himself to him，
他是在暗中生活，在暗中摸索。
He was living in darkness. He was groping in the darkness.
但是当神的荣耀向他显现的时候
，But when God's glory appeared to him，
那个荣耀就吸引了他的心。
And that vision, that glory, drew Abraham to God Himself，
叫他能离开。本地和本族
，and that vision enables him to leave his country, his relatives.
一切成就的东西
，all that is he has achieved.
往神要他去的地方
，and he left and he went, or he went on where God wants him to be.
虽然神是要他往迦南地去
，though God intends to bring him into Canaan.
要把迦南地赐给他。和他的后裔为业
，and to give Canaan to him and to his descendants.
但是严格的说来
，but strictly speaking，
最终的说来
，strict the focal point of what we are sharing，
乃是神要他完全进到神自己的里面去。
Is God wanting him to enter all that is of God Himself？
能得着神。所要给他的
，and to possess all that God intends to give to him.
感谢赞美神
，Praise God.
亚伯拉罕他因着信，他就离开了他本地和本族。
And Abraham by faith he left his country, his relatives.
像我们今天一样
，just like us today.
我们今天因着神的荣耀向我们显现的缘故
，Today is because God's glory did appear to us.
神的荣耀已经显在他儿子的脸上。
God's glory is now seen in the face of His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看见了神的儿子。
When we see God's Son.
他的荣耀吸引了我们。
His glory attracts us.
叫我们脱离罪恶，叫我们起来信靠。
And so that we can leave sin and we arise and follow Him.
这就开始了我们这个信心的生活。
And that begins our spiritual life of faith.
信心的生活就是走在这个异象的里面。
The life of faith is walking in the good of that vision.
没有信心
，no faith，
就不能走在异象的道路上。
If there's no faith, there's no one can walk the way of the vision.
因为信心是叫我们看见那不能看见。
Because faith is to see that which is not visible.
信心是叫我们不看环境，不看自己。
Faith will not permit us to see our surroundings.And not even see ourselves.
也不让我们凭着我们的感觉。
It will not allow us to go with our feelings.
叫我们全人都放在那看不见的神的身上。
And so we place ourselves in the hand of the God who is invisible.
因为在信心的里面，我们看见了那位看不见的。
Because in faith we see Him.Who is invisible?
信心的道路不简单。
The way of faith, life of faith, is never easy.
要这个意象变成我们的生活不简单。
to convert that vision into our living is never easy.
我们看见亚伯拉罕，他有很长的时间。
So Abraham, he in his long years of life,
从他七十五岁开始
，from the age of 75,
一直到他献以撒的时候
，until he offered up Isaac.
我们看见已经有了一个很长久的年日。
There is a long period of time.
在那个长久的年日的里面
，In that period of time,
神用他的恩典来带领他。
God led Abraham by grace.
他有软弱
，He was weak.
他有许多在神以外的东西。
And apart from God, he had many other things.
神就用各种各样的环境。
And God used all kinds of situations.
在那个长久的年日中
，In that long period of time,
神一直在那里带领他。
And God was leading him.
他在那里走十字架的道路。
There he walked the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天在我们的身上也是一样
Today in our life it is the same just as Abraham was
如果神已经把意象给了我们
If God has already given us his vision
神就自己要在我们身上工作
He himself will do a work in our lives
只等到那个意象进到我们的里面去
，until that vision enter into the depths of our being，
也是把我们完全带到那个意象的里面去
，and also to bring us into that vision fully completely。
但是在那个过程的里面
，but in the process，
我们要看见有许多的波折
，there are many crises we go through，
因为在我们身上。带着许多拉拉杂杂的东西
，because in our lives we carry many baggages，
是不属于那个天上的意象。
They are not suitable for this vision that we are to go follow。
那些东西，神要逐渐从我们身上把它除掉。
And those things the Lord will one day allow us to leave them one at a time behind us。
只有十字架能把意象。化成我们的天真。
Only vision can, only cross can convert vision into our vocation.
我们看见在亚伯拉罕的身上。
We know in Abraham's life,
神怎样把他的软弱与虚弱的商量渐渐地除掉。
How God deal with Abraham, step by step.To remove from him his flesh and his compromises with the world.
当他开始的时候，因着他肉体的软弱
，because of the weakness of his flesh，
他与他的父亲商量
，and he negotiated with his parents.
结果他的父亲就主动地把他和他的妻子。连罗德一同带出去。
So his father took the initiative of taking Abraham and his wife and Lot and left the Ur of Chaldees.
但是因为塔拉没有意象。
But because Terah possessed no vision.
他不过是为着爱他儿子的缘故。
And he did it because he loved his son Abraham.
所以到了哈兰就停留下来。
And so they settled in Haran.
没有完全照着神的旨意。
He did not walk the way that God intended for him to walk.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的恩典在亚伯兰的身上。
And God continued to work His grace into Abraham's life.
所以神就先把塔拉挪去。
And so God removed Terah from them.
使亚伯兰能遵行神的旨意
，and so that it will allow Abraham to follow to do the will of God.
但是他的侄子罗德还在那里
，but Lot is still holding on there.
所以我们看见神又在那里兴起环境来
，and also Lord now raised up circumstances.
那把这个罗德从他身上也挪去
，and also remove Lot from his life.
不但是这样
，more than that.
我们看见他那个信时候信心软弱。
And we noticed at that moment his faith was very weak.
所以等有饥荒的时候，他就下埃及。
And so when there was famine, he went to Egypt.
因着下埃及的缘故。
Because he went to Egypt.
虽然神在他怜悯的里面把他拯救出来。
In God's mercy, God rescued him from Egypt.
但是我们看见那个祸已经种在那里。
But we can see the seed of sin is already planted there.
因为亚伯兰他在这个应许之地寄居已经有十年之久了。
Because Abraham already living in that pilgrimage in the land for about 10 years.
圣经告诉我们说，他因着信在做应许之地。做寄居的，做客旅。
The scriptures say, because of faith, he lived in a promised land as though he was a foreigner.
但是十年，他的妻子他不能生产。
But for 10 years, his wife was not able to bear him a child.
所以我们看见说，他的妻子就好心好意的。要来帮助他。
And so Sarah, out of good intention, wanted to help Abraham out.
对撒拉来说，这是一个很大的牺牲。
And for to Sarah, her move was indeed a great sacrifice.
但是她为着爱亚伯兰的缘故。
Because of her love for Abraham.
她就建议说，愿意把她的侍女夏甲。
And she suggested, and she was willing to give Hagar to Abraham as his wife.
我们知道夏甲是从埃及得来的。
And we know Hagar came from Egypt.
是在她软弱的时候所得着的。
It was the fruit of a fleshly weakness.
但是我们看见。
But we see.
这是肉体在那里帮神的忙。
It is what flesh tried to help God out.
神并不喜悦。
But God will not allow this.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
从夏甲生了伊斯玛利之后
，From the moment that Hagar bare Ishmael，
那个时候亚伯兰是86岁。
At that moment, Abraham was 86 years old.
一直到他99岁
，until he was 99，
十三年之久
，for a period of 13 years，
我们看见神不说话
，God did not speak to Abraham。
我们看见神不向他显现
，God will not appear himself to him。
好像神掩面不顾他
，as though God was not mindful of him。
这十三年。就说亚伯拉罕说是最痛苦的年日。
With Abraham, this 13 years was the most difficult years in his life.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个曾看见神的人
，one who had once seen God himself，
一个曾听见神话语的人
，one who had heard God spoke to him before，
一个凭着信心。起来顺服的人
，Who had lived a life before，
到了一个地步
，up to a point，
神的面不见
，God's face was not seen by him anymore，
神的声音也听不见
，He could not hear God's voice，
但是他还是在那里过帐篷的生活
，And he was still living in tents，
他还没有放弃他的信心
，And he's still not giving up his faith，
他还是相信说神所应许的。必要成就。
And he still believes he who promised he will surely fulfill it.
但是，好像他与神之间呢，就没有亲密的交通。
But as though between him and God there was no longer that intimacy of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
神在亚伯兰的身上已经做了许多的工。
God already done much work in Abraham's life.
但是好像这个工还没有完成。
But as though the work has not been completed.
我们知道。
We know.
在我们基督徒属灵的生活中。
We know in our Christian spiritual life.
恐怕在开始的时候。
As though at the very beginning.
罪是一个大的问题。
Sin is a big issue.
感谢赞美主，主的宝血已经洗净了我们。过去所犯一切的罪
，And thank the Lord through His shed blood, He has dealt with all our sins, our past sins.
我们以为说从今以后我们就不再犯罪了。
And we assume that from that moment onward we can never sin again.
因为救主主的救恩来说
，As far as God's salvation is concerned，
的确是如此的。
It is indeed true.
因为我们的主他不但担当了我们的罪
，Because our Lord not only bear our sin, bore our sin，
他也把我们这个罪人与他同钉了十字架。
He also took our old man and crucified with him。
人既然已经钉了十字架
，And so the man, that old man, is now already crucified，
就已经向罪死了
，is dead to sin，
叫我们从今以后能向神来活着。
And from that moment we can live unto God。
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters，
虽然主的救恩已经完成了
God's salvation is not fully completed，
但是我们还没有进到主完全的救恩
But we have not entered into the fullness, the full provision of that redemption。
因此在一个初初信主的一个人的身上
so, to a new believer who just believed in the Lord Jesus，
恐怕最大的问题还是罪的问题。
The biggest issue that he faces may be this sin issue。
很多的时候我们里面已经有了光照
，and often times we've been enlightened within。
我们知道什么是神所喜悦的。
We know in our heart what is pleasing to Him。
因为圣灵已经住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit already resident in our hearts。
他在凡事上要教导我们。
And He will teach us in all things。
不但是大的事情。
Not only big things。
连小的事情。
And even small things。
我们认为是最小的事情。
And even though we think about small things。
我们看见圣灵在我们里面会对我们说话。
Even there, Holy Spirit will speak to us.
神的膏油在我们里面会在那里作用。
And the anointing will teach from within.
作为一个属于主的人。
So the one who belongs to the Lord.
他知道什么是神所喜悦的。
He knows within what is pleasing to God.
什么是神所不喜悦的。
What is not pleasing to Him.
但是难处在哪里。
But where lies the problem?
好像罗马第七章所说的。
Just like Romans 7.
我知道什么是应当的。
I know what I ought to do.
但是我没有力量去做。
But I have no power or strength to do it.
我什么？我知道什么是不该的。
I knew what I don't want to do.
按照我里面的人，我也不愿意做。
And from within myself, I know I don't want to do those things.
但是我偏偏去做。
But somehow I do them.
我真是苦啊。
I'm wretched that I am.
谁能救我脱离这虚实的身体
？And who can deliver me from this dead body？
所以可能在我们基督徒第一段的生活的里面
，And so with us Christians at the first period of our spiritual life，
我们最主要的问题还是罪的问题。
The most important issue to us is the issue of sin。
是等到我们到了一个地步
，Until we are being brought to a point，
我们自己完全失望
，And we。Give up, we are completely disappointed with ourselves.
像保罗所说的
Just like Paul puts it.
感谢神
Thank God.
靠着主耶稣基督
Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
主就开了我们的心念
And he opened our understanding.
叫我们看见主的十字架
And allow us to see the Lord's cross.
十字架不但把我们的罪担当去了
The cross not only nailed our sin to that cross.
十字架把我们的罪人也同钉了十字架
And the cross also nailed the one who sinned the sinner to that cross.
叫我们脱离了罪的权势
And so that we can be delivered from the power, the dominion of sin.
也让我们能顺服神的旨意
And then we be able to obey God's will.
但是我们看见
But now we see,
除了罪恶之外
Apart from sin,
我们又碰到一个问题
We encounter another problem
那个问题就是世界
That problem is the world
虽然我们好像在罪恶上不至于落在里头
As though we've been delivered from the problem of sin
但是我们看见世界还在我们的里面
But we discover the world is still within us
好像以色列的百姓
Just like the Israelites
他们虽然出了埃及
Even though they were out of Egypt
但是埃及还在他们里面。
But Egypt remained in their heart.
所以一碰到一点点试炼
，And so we enter into some trials.
他们就回想以前埃及的东西。
And they begin to think about what they had back in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
在我们基督徒的生活上
，In our Christian life。
我们不知不觉也带着许多的世界出来了。
Unconsciously, when we came out of the world, we brought much of the world out with us.
神已经把我们从世界里分别出来。
As far as God's concerned, He already delivered us out of the world.
在外面好像有分别。
Outwardly, there seems to be a separation.
但是我们不知道世界已经进到我们里面去了。
But we were unconscious that the world has a foothold in our lives.
所以我们看见神要逐渐把这个世界从我们里面出去。
And so God must gradually deliver the world from within.
这个也是十字架的工作。
That is also the work of the cross.
因为十字架是站在世界和我们的中间。
Because the world stands between us in the world, the cross stands between us and the world.
像加拉太第六章所说的
，Just like in Galatians 4:8-6.
世界对我，我已经死在十字架上。
As far as the world to me, I'm dead.
我对世界也已经钉在十字架。
As far as I'm with the world, I'm dead.
感谢赞美。
Thank God.
但是弟兄姊妹
，My sisters。
我们看见除了罪恶和世界以外
，apart from sin, apart from the world，
我们发现说还有一个我们老旧的自己
，and there's ourself, the old self。
这个肉体
，this flesh，
这个己的生命
，this self life，
还在我们里面
，is still within us。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们最大的仇敌。
Who is our greatest enemy?
它不是世界。
Our greatest enemy is not the world.
我们最大的仇敌也不是撒旦。
Our greatest enemy is not even sin.
我们最大的仇敌是我们自己。
Our greatest enemy is ourselves.
所以你记得马丁路德曾这样的说。
So Martin Luther put it this way.
我不怕许多的教皇。
I'm not afraid of all the bishops.
但是我是怕住在我里面的这个 pope， 这个教皇。
I'm not afraid of all the popes, but I'm afraid the pope that's within me.
怕他的自己。
He was afraid, he was fearful of himself.
这个自己。
This self.
这个肉体。
This flesh.
实在是我们最大的仇敌
is indeed our greatest enemy.
所以你看见在亚伯拉罕的身上
，So in Abraham's life，
神叫他与罪恶分开。
In his life he delivered him from sin，
叫他与世界分开。
He separated him from sin，
叫他拒绝苏多玛王要给他的丰富。
And he refused what was offered by the king of Sodom，
他愿意继续做帐篷的生活。
And he wants to remain living in tents，
做一个寄居，做一个客旅。
And to be a stranger and pilgrims in the promised land，
因为他所仰望的是个天上的家乡。
Because what he looks for is the heavenly home。
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
我们看见神在他身上工作最长久，并且最严厉的是对付他的肉体。
The longest period that God deal with Abraham, the severest dealing with him is himself。
是对付他的己。
It is dealing with the self life in him。
我们不要以为说我们这个己是完全罪恶的。
Do not think that this self is all that evil。
这个己的生命好像是完全败坏的。
As though this self life is all corrupted。
所以很容易认识他。
And so it's so easy to recognize him。
不错，我们这个堕落的己是满了败坏。
It is true that this self is very corrupt, is full corruption。
我们是怎样的自私
？And how selfish, how self-centered we are。
我们怎样的自爱
？And how we love ourselves。
我们怎样就顾到自己
？And how we all we think is about ourselves。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
不错
，True，
我们的心里面是充满了罪恶
，It's true，our self life is full of sin，
但是
，Right，
我们看见在这一个肉体的里面也有他的良善。
But in this flesh, there is the good part of it.
我们在这个肉体的里面也有所谓爱神的心。
And the flesh, even in the flesh, there's such thing as loving God.
你记得彼得。
You remember Peter?
他对于主说，如果人都离开你，我不会。
And Peter said to the Lord, he said, all will depart from you, scattered, I'll remain true to you.
我是愿意为主你死。
And I'm willing, even willing to die for you.
肉体有他好的那一边。
And because of his good intention.
所谓人的好的
The so-called good part of man.
肉体也有他的温柔。
And also the flesh has its humility.
Gentleness.
也有他的谦卑。And also his humility.
但是我们看见。
But we also see.
凡是出于人的那所谓的美德。
As long as of man, even what we call is the good.
所谓的好意。
All the good intention.
在神面前看，像破烂的衣服一样。
And God's sight is all just like filthy rag.
所以你就看见什么
？So we see
亚伯兰汉在他一生的里面
，In Abraham's whole life，
他受这个肉体的良善的对付，比任何的对付更严重。
So the Lord's dealing with him in the good part of his flesh is more severe than all the other parts.
当他接受了撒兰的好意。
And so when he accepted Sarah's good suggestion,
他就在那里娶了夏甲。
And he took Hagar as his wife.
他得了一个以实玛利。
And from that, he obtained Ishmael.
但是
,But,
我们看见神十三年向他缄默。
Because of that, God was silent.For 13 years.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天神在我们身上要把意象变成我们的天职。
God's intention is to convert our vision into our heavenly vocation.
最严重的对付是对付我们天然的良善。
The object of his dealing with us is the good that's in the flesh.
我们不要把我们自己的天然来代替属灵。
We can never take what is good naturally to take the place of that which is spiritual.
好意不能代替神的旨意。
Good intention can never substitute the will of God.
圣经里头告诉我们说
，Scripture tells us，
我们真这一天这些蒙恩的人
，We those who have been obtained mercy，
是为着要行。各种的好事
，and we are to do good in God's sight.
但是好在圣经的里面
，but this good in the scripture
有它的定义。
There is a definition for what is good.
这个好不是人所认为好的好。
What is good in the scripture is not what human beings consider as good.
这世界里有许多东西人认为是好。
In the world, in this realm, many things we say it is good.
我们今天不去犯罪。
So we don't commit sin.
我们来服侍神。
And we come to serve God.
我们来做所谓的圣工。
And we come to do what they call the sacred work.
这一定是好的了。
And it must be good.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
你记得主说吗
？You remember the Lord say?
你可以称呼我为主啊，主啊。
You can call me Lord, Lord.
你可以奉着我的名赶鬼。
And in my name you cast out demons.
鬼也赶出去了。
And demons were driven out.
你可以奉着我的名传道。
And you can in my name you preach.
人也得到帮助了。
And people were helped.
但是神主说
，But the Lord say，
我不认识。
I do not know you.
你这作的人，离开我去吧。
You this evil one, depart from me.
为什么
？Why？
因为你没有遵行。我的旨意
，because you fail to do my will。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们跟随主的道路上
，in our following of the Lord，
在这一方面，你要看见神的对付是最严厉。
In this area, His dealing will be most severe。
一切我们天然的良善
，our natural good，
我们本来是一个很温柔的人。
Naturally, we are very gentle.
神就在这件事上要特别来对付。
Then God will deal severely with you in that one issue.
他要把我们带到一个地步，我们的温柔到了尽头。
And He will bring us to a point our natural tenderness, gentleness comes to an end.
或者我们是一个很公义的人。
As though we think we are self-righteous.
神要兴起环境来。
And God will raise up our circumstances.
把我们的旨意带到一个尽头。
And bring our good righteousness to the end of ourselves.
如果我们是一个天然很谦卑的人
，and if we are naturally we have that humility,
神就要兴起环境来
，God will raise up our circumstances,
把我们带到一个地步，我们谦卑没有办法再谦卑。
And as He will bring us to a point that we can never humble the way we humble ourselves.
本来我们是一个很聪明的人。
Originally, we are wise person.
我们很有办法。
We think we have the ability.
我们不但在世界上有办法。
Not only we have ability in the world.
我们在属灵所谓圣工上也有办法。
And in a spiritual, in a sort of second thing, we also have our own ability.
神要兴起环境。
And God will raise up our circumstances.
带我们到一个地步。
He will bring us.
叫我们思路都不通。
And everything, there's no way.Out at all for us.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果神在这样做的时候
If God is leading us in this way,
就是神爱我
It's because He loved us.
神的建模
The
silence of God.
The silence.
Silence.
The
silence of
God. Oh, the silence of God.
我们很多以为神如果安静不说话
Yeah, we often think if God is silent to us,
好像神的心
As though His heart changed.
神不爱我们
He does not love us anymore.
所以他不理我们
So He will not mind for us.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
神对我们说话是爱我们
When He speaks to us, He loves us.
神不说话也是爱我们
If He's silent to us, He still loves us.
他用这个安静来对付我们
He deals with us with His silence.
要把我们带到我们的尽头
，to bring us to an end of ourselves。
所以在这十三年的中间
，so in these 13 years，
亚伯拉罕可以说是经过最痛苦的一年。
And we can say this is the most painful years in his life。
感谢上帝。
But praise God。
虽然这样
，even though it's this way，
他还是住在帐篷。
And he still lived in tents。
他还是过祭坛的生活。
And he still lived。He still have all life on the altar。
虽然在感觉上好像完全相反。
But in his feeling, in his experience, everything seems to be contrary.
好像他失去了神的同在。
As though he missed the presence of God。
好像他的祷告也是到天花板就下来。
And his prayer only hit the ceiling。
但是感谢神
But praise God.
神的恩典还在他身上
God's grace was still on him upon him.
没有叫他到埃及去
And did not allow him to go back to Egypt.
没有叫他回到从前加勒底的乌尔
And did not allow him to go back to where he came from, the old Chaldeans.
没有叫他在应许之地建造房屋
And I did not allow him to build his own house within the promised land.
还是在那里过信心的生活
And he still lived a life of faith.
信心几乎已经没有了
Even though there was no faith in him, remained in him.
但是神还在那里带领他
And God was still leading him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
我不知道我们有没有被神带到这个地步
I'm not so sure have the Lord led us this way.
好像雅各一样
，just like Jacob，
雅各有一个心向着神。
Jacob had a heart toward God。
他渴慕神的祝福。
He longed for God's blessing。
他愿意牺牲一点地上的东西。
And he was willing to sacrifice something that's earthly。
如果他能得到长子的名分
，if he can see, if he can gain that first birthright。
如果他能得到长子的祝福
，if he can。Gain the blessing of the first birthright.
他愿意摆上代价
He was willing to make all sacrifice.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
神知道他的心。
God knew what was in his heart.
所以你就看见神一直在那里对付他。
So God was dealing with him.
他是一个聪明的人。
He was very wise.
他是有办法的人。
He is very capable.
他总是占上风的。
And he's always had his way.
无论在哪一个环境中。
No matter what circumstances he find himself.
他总是在上面。
He's always on top.
神就用20年的功夫
，and God it took God 20 years，
叫他漂流在外面
，and let him wander away from home。
他一生就没有再看见他所爱的母亲
，and for all his life he never saw his mother again。
神用各种各样的方法对付他
，God used all kinds of means in dealing with him。
但是他刚强
，but he was so strong。
他有办法。
He think he knows all his ways.
他不认输。
He will not accept defeat.
他还是那个老雅各。
And he's still the old Jacob.
当他离开拉班的时候，他还是那个老雅各。
And when he left Laban, he was still the same old Jacob.
不但是这样。
More than that.
他有很大的家庭，有很多的财产。
And he has a big family and he has much possession.
但是当他回来的时候。
But when he returned from from his wandering,
他要看他的哥哥。
He wanted to see his brother.
他知道他没有办法见他哥哥的面。
And he was afraid to see his brother.
老雅各又来了。
And here comes Jacob.
他想办法。
He tried to scheme something.
用礼物来贿赂他哥哥的心。
He tried to bribe his brother with goods.
不但是这样。
More than that.
他里头还是觉得不妥当
，and he still not feel that was safe enough.
所以他把他所有的人口都分成两部分
，and so he divide all his people in groups.
如果他哥哥打那一部分，那一部分还可以逃
，and so if his brother Esau would capture that first group, the other can spy away escape.
他把他全家都送过了亚伯渡口
，and so he sent all his family the other side of the river of Jabbok.
但是他还觉得不稳当
，But he still feel not secure.
他还过不去
，And he still very feel uneasy.
他还是留在那一面
，And he still remain there.
感谢
，But thank God.
有一个人来与他摔
，So a man came and wrestled with him.
摔了一夜
，All night they wrestled.
不能胜过他
，And cannot overcome him.
到天快要亮的时候
，Before sunrise.
那个人在他大腿窝上摸了一下
，And that man touched the hip.Of his Jacob,
他就出去
and his joint was broken.
他全身的力量就完了
He was weakened, and his strength was out.
在那个时候
at that moment,
他就抱住那一个人
and he embraced that man.
不肯放
He will not let him go.
你要祝福我
He said, "You must bless me."
没有你的祝福，我不能活
He said, "Unless you bless me, I'll not let you go."
我什么都完了
I have nothing now. I'm finished.
我这个雅各的力量用尽了。
I exhausted all my strength.
你祝福我。
You must bless me.
弟兄姊妹，在那个时候，神就改他的名字。
At that very moment, brothers and sisters, the Lord changed his name.
你要成为以色列。
You shall be called Israel.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕也是这样。
Same with Abraham.
他13年之久，神不说话。
For 13 years, God was silent to him.
在那个痛苦十字架对付的底下
，13 years of agonizing work of the cross.
神还是扶持他。
God was still sustaining him.
叫他没有离开。
Kept him so that Jacob would not depart from him.
但是到了他99岁的时候
，But until age 99,
神就向他显现
，And God again revealed himself to him.
这个摔跤已经摔了13年。
This wrestling took place 13 years.
亚伯拉罕到了这个时候，他自己已经到了尽头。
At the end of that wrestling.The Abraham came to an end of himself.
他的力量，他天然的美丽，都到了尽头。
His natural strength, his natural ability, beauty, all came to an end.
所以我们看见， 神又向他显现。
And then God appeared to him.
他说：“我是全能的神。
”I'm the God Almighty.
我是全有、全足、全奉的神。
I'm Almighty. I'm all sufficient. I'm all that you need.
我不需要你的帮助。
I do not need your help.
我完全负责。
I'll take full responsibility.
我不需要有另外的供应。
I have no need of help from anyone.
我是你一切的一切。
I'm your all and in all.
你要在我的面前行走，做一个完全的人。
Walk before me. Walk perfectly before me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
神有没有把我们带到这个地步
？Have God brought us to such a place yet？
意向、要求，在我们身上做这一个完全的工作。
Vision demands to do a complete work in our lives。
如果主不是你所有的主，他就不是。
God, if God is not your all in all, He's not God to you at all.
If He is not the Lord of all, He is not Lord at all. At all. 你以为他是你的主吗？
Is He your Lord?
但是你有没有完全被带到尽头？
Have you been brought to an end of yourself?
还有什么是出于你自己的，在那里支持你？
Is there still something that your natural strength that is still sustaining your old life?
来代替神的自己。
Something in your life that substitute God Himself.
我们的神是极限的神。
Our God is a jealous God.
他如果不是完全，就他不是。
If he's not all, then he's not all at all.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说
：“So God told Abraham,
你要做一个完全的人。
Be blameless before me.
因为我是
，because I am.
所以你能做完全的人。
Because who I am, therefore you can be blameless.
在那个时候
，at that moment,
神就把他的名字改掉了
，and God changed his name.
你不再是亚伯拉。
You should not be called Abram.
大父
，Father, exalted father.
你现在要被亚伯拉。
And now you should be called Abraham.
多国的父
，The father of nations or father of multitudes.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
就人来看
，Humanly speaking,
一个没有孩子的人
，One who is childless.
称为大父。
And to be called exalted father.
这个与事实离开太远。
The name and reality are just the opposite.
这个不是一个疯子吗？
It is a
madman. Mad.
It's not a madman. It's not a bad, mad man.
你没有一个孩子。
You don't have a son, child.
你怎么称自己是大父呢？
How can you call exalted father?
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
还没有孩子。
He was still without child.
要变成多国的父。
But God said, "You will be the father of multitude."
这个是世界上最愚昧的人。
And this for the world, this is the most foolish thing.
但是信心却能看见将来的事情。
But faith will see the unseen future reality.
神把他的名字改为亚伯拉罕。
God changed his name to Abraham.
神说
，God said，
我与你立约
，I'll make a covenant with you。
现在要有一个立约的记号。
Now there will be a sign of the covenant。
所有的男丁要受割。
All the male in your household must circumcise。
这是什么意思
？What does that mean？
意思就是说
，The meaning is，
如果要承受神的应许
，If we are to inherit God's promise，
要承受神的约
，If we are to inherit God's promise, covenant.
肉体是没有份的。
There's no room, no place for the flesh.
肉体要割去。
flesh must be removed.
这样你才能承受神的应许。
Then you can inherit all God's promises.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在神所有的应许里面
，in all God's promises，
只有在基督里是是是阿门。
And they are A and amen only in Christ Jesus.
在基督以外，在肉体的里面
，Oh, aside from Christ, in the flesh，
没有分。
Nothing at all.
所以感谢赞美神。
Brothers and sisters,
到了这个时候
，at this very moment，
我们看见
，we see，
他的意象
，his vision，
逐渐就变成他的生活
，gradually become his very life，
就变成他的天职
，becomes his heavenly vocation。
现在意象已经进到他里面去。
Now that vision entered into his very being。
神已经进到他里面。
God himself entered into his life。
神自己的旨意已经完成在他身上。
God's will now completed completely in him now。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
我们今天也是一样。
Same with us today。
为什么神花了很多的时间
？Why God used wasted so much time？
用各种各样的方法
，He used all kinds of time, all kinds of events，
在那里好像对付我们
，as though He was really dealing with us。
有的时候
，sometimes
我们觉得不爱神倒没有事。
We say, well, if we do not love God, we seem to have a better life。
你越爱神，事情越多。
The more that you, when you love God, your life seems to be more complicated.
不爱神，凡事亨通。
If you don't love God, things seem to go quite smoothly.
爱神，处处受折磨。
But if you love God, you'll encounter all kinds of difficulties.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因为神爱你
，because He loves you.
他在那里要完成
，because He intends to finish His work in you.
他要把那个意象做在你的生命里面。
He intends to change that, convert that vision into your life's vocation.
直等到你能改名了。
Until our name change.
换了一个人。
We are changed person.
基督成形在你身上。
Christ fully formed in us.
一切的肉体都刻掉了。
Flesh.And now cut off.
肉体的罪恶，肉体的良善，都出去。
The sin of the flesh, the good of the flesh, now all removed.
你没有一点自己。
There's nothing of yourself.
让主做你的一切。
And now he becomes your all.
亲爱的弟兄
姐妹 ，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是神的爱。
This is God's love.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God.
到了亚伯拉罕末后一段的时间
，at the end of Abraham's life，
我们看见在那末后一段的时间中有两件事。
at the very end of his life， two things happened to him。
一件事献以撒
，one is the offering up of Isaac。
还有一件事。是为着以撒来娶利百加。
And the other is seek a bride, Rebecca for Isaac.
我们称这一段的时期为胜利。
We call this last period, these two events, his victory.
为什么
？Why?
因为表明说这个意象已经在他里面。完成了他的天职。
It means that that vision he saw is within him, making that vocation a reality.
现在这个意象要显出他的荣耀来。
Now that vision would express that glory through Abraham's life.
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to him.
现在荣耀要从他的里面显出来。
Now that glory want to express through Abraham's life.
这个就是胜利。
That is victory.
第一件事是献以撒。
The first is offering sacrifice.
到亚伯兰年非常老的时候，
when Abraham reaches his old age,
我们不知道他那个时候什么年龄。
We have no idea how old he was at that
moment. 不过我们估计说他在那个时候一定是140到150岁左右。
So we can calculate by that time, possibly he was in his 140s.
因为他100岁的时候生以撒。
Because he gave birth to Isaac at the age 100.
以撒结婚的时候是40岁。
And when Isaac married, he was at the age of 40.
所以那个时候可能以撒已经30左右的人。
And so at that moment, Isaac was maybe in his 30s.
并不是一个小孩子。
He's not a young child.
对亚伯拉罕说，他还是一个 lad, 一个小孩子。
But with that, to Abraham, Isaac, it was still a lad.
但是他已经差不多30左右了。
But he was already in his 30s.
亚伯拉罕已经到了130岁的时候。
And Abraham, at that moment, he's already 130 years old.
在那个时候，圣经说神要试验亚伯拉。
So at that moment, the scripture said God wanted to test Abraham.
我们知道神从来不试探人。
We know God never want to tempt or test anyone.
雅各书第一章13节到15节。
James 1 and the book of James it says.
神从来不试探。
Or God never wants to tempt anyone.
神也不能被试探。
And he cannot be tempted.
如果一个人被试探，
But if one who is tempted,
那是从撒旦来的。
Is from Satan.
来勾引我们里面肉体的私欲。
Is to arouse the lust within.
当我们肉体的私欲发动的时候，
And so our lust is activated, drawn out.
那么就生出罪来。
And it result is sin.
所以我们不能说神试探。
So we can never say God tempts.
神不试探。
God never tempts anyone.
神也不能被试探。
And no one can tempt God either.
如果我们试探神的话，
If we tempt him,
这是一个很大的罪。
That is a big sin.
以色列人在旷野里，他们试探神。
Because the Israelites in the wilderness they tempted God.
40年之久。
For 40 years.
结果不能进迦南。
At the end they cannot enter into Canaan.
但是神试验人。
But God tests man.
什么叫做试验？
What is testing?
试验是神先把他的恩典坐在我们里面。
Before testing comes, God works His grace into you.
神先把他自己放在我们里面。
He put Himself into you.
然后神兴起环境来。
And He allows circumstances to happen.
要把神在里面所积存的这个丰富，要把它有机会发表出来。
And so testing is simply to draw out what God has already deposited in you and to bring it forth.
当它发表出来的时候，
And when it's expressed,
这个就是荣耀。
That is glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
为什么到了这个时候神要试验他？
That's why at this moment God wanted to test Abraham.
神说我已经在你身上做了这样的工作。
Because God said, I have already done such a work in your life.
现在我要做这个东西从里面能出来。
Now I want to draw that what work into you. I want to draw it out.
叫世界上能看见他做了什么工。
To allow the people of the world see the work that God had done.
这要成为他的见证。
That become his testimony.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以神对亚伯拉罕。
So God talk to Abraham.
你要把你的儿子。
Take your son.
你独生的儿子
，Your only begotten son，
就是你所爱的
，The one you love，
你要把他带去，到我要你去的山上
，Offering up on that mountain， I'll tell you，
把他献上作为祭物
，Offer him up as a sacrifice。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters。
神好像故意在那里逗他。
As though God was challenging him.
把你的儿子。
take your son.
这个儿子是你独生的儿子。
That son is your only begotten son.
是你老年的时候生的儿子。
It is the man of your old age.
是你应许的儿子。
It is promised son.
所有神的应许都在这个儿子。
And all the promise God is rested on this one son.
也是你所爱的。
And the one you love.
你也要把他带去。
You bring him.
走三天的路程。
A 3 days journey.
把他献上。作为祭物。
Offer him up as a sacrifice.
如果你听见了这样的话
，If you hear such a word from Lord，
你的反应是什么
？What will be your reaction？
神不会做这样的事。
God will not be cannot be tempted.
神不是人。
God is not man.
他不能这样说。又那样说
He cannot say one thing and then change to another thing.
他既然应许我一个儿子
He already promised me a son.
他不能收回
He will not take it back.
这个儿子所有的应许就在他身上
Because all the promise got centered on this one son.
如果我把他献给你
If I offer him up,
不但是我损失
Not only is lost to me,
那你也损失
Also, God is your loss.
因为你的应许不能成功
Because your promises will not be fulfilled.
我为着爱你的缘故
So because I love you,
我不能把它献上
I will not offer Isaac up to you.
这是人的理由
That is human reasoning.
很有理由
Very reasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters,
到了这个时候
At that very moment,
亚伯拉罕认识神。
He knew God. He knew God.
他认识神到一个地步。
He knew God to such extent.
他毫无疑问。
No question.
他第二天清早就起来。
The next day he rose up early.
他不在于血肉的上面。
He did not negotiate to with flesh in blood.
他就带着他的儿子。
And he took his son,
带着两个仆人
and two of his servants,
拿了柴
they took the wood,
拿了火
they took the torch,
拿了刀
and the knife,
就带着他的儿子往摩利亚的山顶
and his son, they journeyed toward Mount Moriah.
神给他三天的功夫
God allowed him 3 days.
如果他要反悔他可以回答。
If he will return, he can return.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
但是亚伯拉罕因着信
，but because Abraham because of his faith，
他对于神的认识已经到了一个地步。
Because he knew God to such extent，
他已经完全没有自己。
He was so completely self to himself, selfless to himself。
他觉得神要试验他。
He said, God want to test me。
他愿意。把一切都摆下。
So he was willing to lay down his all.
所以他就往摩利亚山。
And he went to Mount Moriah.
到了那里。
When he arrived,
他把仆人留下。
He asked his servants at the foot of the mountain.
仆人不能干涉。
So the servant cannot interfere.
他带着他的儿子往山上。
He took Isaac up to the mountain.
他把柴放在以撒的身上。
He put the wood on the back of Isaac.
他手里拿了火，拿了刀。
In his hand he carried a knife. He carried a torch.
当他们上山的时候
，And when they arrived at the top of the mountain,
以撒就问父亲
，The Isaac asked the father,
柴在这里
，Wood is here,
火也在这里
，The fire is here,
祭物在哪里
？But where is the sacrifice?
亚伯拉罕说。
Abraham replied,
神会预备
God will provide himself a lamb.
到了山上
On the mountain,
他做了一个祭坛
He erected an altar.
把他儿子捆绑起来
He bound his son,
放在祭坛
and put it on top of the altar.
他拿起刀来
He took his knife.
神就说话
Then God spoke.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Abraham，
不要动刀。
Don't do anything。
我现在知道你对我的心。
Now I know your heart toward me。
神就预备了一只山羊羔。
And God prepared a ram there。
来代替。
to take a place.
所以圣经这么说。
So what does the scripture say?
到亚伯拉罕，他要把他的儿子献为燔祭的时候。
So when Abraham was prepared, ready to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice.
他一点没有盼望说到了时候就不必做。
He never thought.
不必做。
He thought that was the. He finished.
他相信说，神能叫以撒从死里复活。
He come to that place. He believed that God can raise up Isaac.
不是为着他自己。
Not for himself.
是为着神的荣耀。
But for God's glory.
叫神所有的应许。
So that all God's promise can be fulfilled.
所以罗马书第四章告诉我们。
So Romans 4 tells us.
亚伯拉罕所信的，不单是那叫无病有的，也是叫死人复活的。
And so the faith that God, the faith that Abraham had on God is the God who can raise the dead, who can cause things that do not exist to exist.
到了这个时候。
At that moment.
神的荣耀
God gets his glory
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
神心里是何等的满足
At that moment how satisfied God was
神启示再应许他
God again revealed to him
启示 take over
Oh God take over
啊，在那里坚定与他所立的约
，and God reaffirmed His covenant with him.
这个不是胜利是什么
？This if this is not victory, what is it?
这是信心的胜利。
This is the victory of faith.
到这个时候，神得到荣耀。
At this moment, God gets His glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，sisters，
人生的目的就是为着荣耀神。
The whole purpose of life.Is for that glory.
神创造我们就是为着这个。
God created us is for that glory.
我们不是为着自己。
We are not for ourselves.
我们是为着他的旨意。
We are for His will.
我们为着他的荣耀。
We are for His glory.
但是什么能荣耀他呢
？But what can glorify Him?
当神成为我们一切一切的事。
When He becomes our all in all.
当我们肯。绝对的奉献的时候
，It's when we can be offered up absolutely all unto Him.
那个是敬拜
，That is worship.
那个是侍奉
，That is service.
因为那个叫神得着荣耀
，Because that will bring God His glory.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕他这样的做
，The way Abraham, the way he did,
他把神的心完全发表出来
，He expressed.What really was in God's heart?
原来神的心就是这样。
This is indeed God's heart.
神爱我们到一个地步。
God so loved us.
他愿意把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
He was willing to give His Son to us.
神没有为着自己留下一样的好处。
He will not hold back anything away from us.
他愿意把他的儿子。把他的
儿子 He was willing to give his all to us and his son.
死在十字架上。弟兄姊妹，神的心显出来了。
This moment, God's true heart was revealed.
这是荣耀。
That's glory.
亚伯拉罕。被神带到一个地步，他能把神的心表露出来。
God led Abraham to such a way that through Abraham, God's heart was fully revealed.
不单是这样
，More than that,
我们看见
，We also see.
他到了最后的时候
，At the very moment,
他为他的儿子要预备一个新妇。
And also at the end, he prepared a bride for his son.
不是在迦南人中。
It is not the daughters of the Canaanites.
要回到他的本家去。
It's from his home country.
要娶一个妻子给他的儿子。
to seek a wife for his son.
我想弟兄姊妹都熟悉这个故事。
I'm sure you're very familiar with this story.
在创世纪二十四章。
In Genesis chapter 24.
这是何等美丽的一个故事。
It is a very beautiful story.
怎样亚伯拉罕打发他的仆人。
How Abraham sent his old servant.
到巴达亚兰去。
And to Padan Aram.
那个仆人怎样仰望神
？And how that old servant looked to God？
在井旁就找到了一个女子。
At the end, he found the bride。
这个女子里面有爱。
This young lady, there was love within her。
这个女子是一个殷勤的女子。
This young lady was a very diligent lady。
结果就把她带。
And finally, also brought her back to Canaan.
以撒四十岁的时候
，at the age of 40 years, Isaac was 40 years old.
他娶了尼伯家。
He married Rebecca.
他的心就平安。
And we say, the scripture says his heart was comforted.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕又在哪里把神的心意？表演出来。
There, Abraham also, through this event, God's heart was finally unveiled.
神，他爱他的儿子。
God loves us.
但是他说我的儿子都举不好。
God loves his children, but they are not all that suitable for him.
我要为他预备一个配偶。
Oh, God loves his son. He said, "I'll prepare bride for him."
像他一样
，just like him.
叫他心里得着安息
，so that his heart may be comforted.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
这是教会。
That's the church.
这是天上的耶路撒冷。
This is New Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem.
是神所经营、所建造。
This is the city built by God.
充满了神的荣耀。
Full of God's glory.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个就是亚伯拉罕在最后所做的事情。
This is what Abraham have accomplished at the end of his life.
所以你就看见说
，so we can see，
从神向他。显现开始
，From the moment God appeared to Abraham，
让他看见异象
，He saw a vision。
感谢神
，Thank God，
他相信
，He believed。
他往迦南去
，He moved toward Canaan。
在长久的年日中
，In these many many years，
神的恩典在他身上
，God's grace sustained him，
一直工作。
Operating in him，
只等到这个意象变成他的生活。
Until that vision becomes his very life。
现在从他的里面，这个意象就显出荣耀来。
And now that vision from within manifests its glory。
这个不是神要在我们每个人身上所做的工吗
？Isn't this the one work God wants to do with each one of us？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
神爱我们
，He loves us，
远超过我们所能设想
，It's about beyond what we ever think or imagine。
神要这个意象变成我们的见证。
God wants this vision to become our testimony。
一切都是神做的
，Everything is His work。
我们不知道拦阻他。抵挡他多少
？We have no idea how we resist him, how we hinder his work.
但是感谢神
，But thank God，
他永远不失败。
But he can never be defeated.
凡是神所预先所知道的人
，Those who he had predestined，
他就预先定下要磨成他儿子的形象。
And he intend to conform them to the image of his beloved son。
他预先所知道的人
，those who foreknew，
他就呼召他们
，he called，
他是呼召的人。
Those who he called.
他称他们为义。
He justified them.
他是称为义的人。
And those who justified.
他叫他们得着荣耀。
And he will glorify.
感谢神。
Thank God.
荣耀的神
God of glory,
我们只能扑倒在你的面
前。We can only prostrate at your feet.
从头到末都是恩典。
From beginning to the end, it's all grace.
我们不过是拦阻。
We are but only a hindrance to you.
我们多少的时候误会你。
Oftentimes we misunderstood you.
多少的时候抵挡你。
Oftentimes we resisted you.
但是你不放弃。
But you never give us up.
你也不放松。
You never give in.
感谢主。
We give you praise.
你一定要把我们做到你所满意的地方。
You will persist to work and work in our hearts until your heart is fully satisfied.
主啊。
Lord.
你既然给我们看见你的荣耀。
Lord, you have allowed us to see your glory.
愿你的荣耀不放弃我们。
Do not let go. Do not allow us to go away from that glory.
愿你的荣耀坐在我们里面。
May you work your glory into us.
直等到你带领众子进到荣耀。
Until you bring all many sons to glory.
一切的荣耀都归。
All glory belongs to you.
奉主的名。
In Christ's name.